This afternoon, I'm going to share with you the same sermon that I shared on Tuesday morning, but with a trick. In our morning conversation, I was asking the Lord, show me an easy way to help the folks in church to understand how to get healed quickly. And the answer just blew my mind away. Well, once I've got that answer, I want to do my homework. And guys, he's right. So, preacher, what is the title of your meditation for this afternoon? Quick path to health equals be happy. What kind of title is this? The quick path to your health is be happy.
Amen.
And I'm thinking, are you serious?
Yes.
The Lord said, check it for yourself. So a few scriptures were given unto me. And I want to say, start before I bring the scripture up, by saying that each one of us is always living in the pursuit of happiness. Am I correct?
Yes.
Have you ever found somebody that is pursuing misery?
No.
Oh, I want to be miserable. No. Each one of us lives to pursue happiness. And it's a good thing. It's a God-given feeling. God placed this thing within us. What we don't realize is when we make the choice to live a happy life, it brings gazillions of good results to us. Many of us become miserable on the account of, say, family. And this is the lousiest thing you can do to yourself. What do you mean? You cannot control the way that other people think or do things. So why even waste time? Why even waste time because your child or your spouse is not doing what you want them to do? What do you want me to do? I don't want you to do anything. Maybe just move your butt out of the way. Let God deal with them and enjoy life.
Amen.
It's not worthy being miserable and sick on behalf of someone that you can't control.
Yeah, that's right.
Come on, let's be serious here.
Amen.
Well, but I love my children. I got bad news for you. God loves them more than you do. So move out of the way.
Hallelujah.
Oh, preachers, my children, my spouse. Duck. Move out and let God take care of business. Folks, it doesn't pay to be miserable because when you are miserable, you are opening up your whole immune system to diseases. You cannot prove that in the Bible. Oh, you better believe I do. So let's start by going to the book of Proverbs. Chapter 15, verse 15. And I want to start with the NLT. I know you all think that the only version that is good is the King James. Good for you. But let's start with this. For the despondent, every day brings trouble. For the happy heart, life is a continual feast. So what you're saying? Make a choice to be happy on a daily basis. How can I possibly be happy if I'm sick? Maybe if you just try to be happy, the sickness goes away. I don't believe in this. No. All right. Let's make it easy for everybody to understand. Give me the Message Bible here, brother. Watch this. Shall we read it together? Huh? A miserable heart means a miserable life. A cheerful heart fills the day with song. What you're saying? It does not pay to be miserable. So what you're saying, preacher? Make the choice to be happy instead of grumpy. You know, misery likes company. Well, preacher, but I'm going through a tough time in my life right now. Sing praises unto the Lord.
Amen.
Sing Him a new song.
Amen.
Make the choice to be happy. Amen. Folks, happiness is a choice.
Yes.
And sometimes situations will come across your path that you... You can still make a choice to be happy. I told you this several times. I'm driving here on Liberty Road. Before we come to the McDonald's complex, the Center for Diseases. There's a complex. And there was an empty head driving a little Honda Civic. She comes out of the complex driving with the phone here. One hand here, the other one here. And I looked at from far off. I took my foot from the gas. Think she might have some sense to stop because there's a car coming her way. I'm coming the opposite direction. She just merged into traffic. And then she cuts in front of me. Naturally, my blood boiled up, and I honked my horn. Then she sped, and then the light is red. So we come to the light, I move to the other side, she goes. There was no noise. I pulled on my wind, and I did. She's... I could have chosen to be miserable and cast out that young lady, is that right?
Yeah.
But my health is more precious than an empty head caught me in traffic. So happiness is a choice. A miserable heart means a miserable life. But a cheerful heart fills the day with song. No matter how tough things may be, make a choice to be happy. How can I be happy? My mom just passed away. Soon and very soon, huh? We are going to see the King. I'm talking about my mom. If your mama is with the King, and soon you're going to see the King, you're going to see your mom. But I love my mom so much. God loves her more than you do. That's why He took her home. It's a mindset. Some of us wake up during the morning already looking for something to fuss about. And that will cause you to be sick. The Bible says that a miserable heart means miserable life, but a cheerful heart fills the day with song. Now listen to the Holman Christian Standard Bible. Same verse. All the days of the oppressed are miserable. A cheerful heart, a happy heart, a merry heart. Are you with me here? In other words, we can make the choice to be healed and be healed quick. When we choose to be happy.
Amen.
So how do I go about this, preacher? Well, get some Terry McCallum CD. The old ones, not the new ones. Praise and worship.
Yes.
Pump it in. And start listening. Start singing along. I have a godly habit that people say is a bad habit. But I've got so many wonderful insights from God's Word and revelation from God when I'm in my shower. Do I live along with you? I made up my mind. I mean, come on. You know what I mean? It's a choice that we make, guys. Yeah. We can be healthy when we choose to be happy. In the old days, they used to say, happiness is to know the Savior. Y'all remember that song? Happiness is. You know what I mean? It's a choice. The devil knows that when you are miserable, when you're mad, you open your whole immune system for all the garbage out there. So he'll make sure that you get miserable. But whenever those situations come, you're an idiot. Take your stuff away. Do I work? Dun, 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 dun. That's it. That's it. Crank up the volume and worship the King. Sing songs. Praise His name. But don't give in into misery. Are we together here? Now, in Proverbs 14:30, give me the King James first. Proverbs 14:30. Let's get this thing out of the way because y'all have this fanaticism for King James. So let's get this thing out of the way. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. So how this thing can help me to a quick path of health? Number one, cut it off with this nonsense of envying people.
Amen.
Huh? Cut it off. Envying people. Why would you be envious of somebody else? I mean, come on. Don't be ridiculous. When we are an envious person, you better be ready. Osteosporosis. Another jump. Will cling to your bones. Isn't that something? Envy, the rottenness of the bones. Well, I ain't got what she got. Yes, you do. Y'all got the same God. If God gave her, he'll give you too.
Amen.
Well, but I ask, ain't got yet.
Amen.
Then James said, if you ask and didn't get, it's because you ask in the wrong way. For your own pleasure and for show off. And then he's also said, submit yourself to God. And let God take care of business. So when envy resides within our hearts, is the first step towards osteoporosis and other bone diseases. Are we still together here? So what about the sound heart stuff? A sound, a good, a peaceful heart is life to your flesh. So if your heart is not peaceful, is not sound, you're going to be sick. And sometimes we get exasperated over things that we don't have control. And did you realize how ridiculous we can be? Yes. Oh, the weatherman says it's going to snow on Tuesday. Oh my God, what am I going to do? Don't be ridiculous. Well, what about if it's snow? Does your God work only when there's no snow? Are you with me here? Well, let's use now a real translation. Brother, and I'm sorry for those of you King James buffers. Let's go to Holman Christian Standard Bible. A tranquil heart is life to the body. Look to somebody and say, I'm not jealous.
Not jealous.
You can believe it.
Not jealous.
You don't want your bones to be rotten. You rather a tranquil person. Do you know what the word tranquil means? Peaceful. So you have a tranquil heart. You're not getting upset. You're not getting all bent out of shape. If you can manage to choose tranquility and peacefulness over everything else, you will have a strong body, because tranquility is life to the body. Do you get that?
Yes.
Now, some of us are all the time agitated. Some of us are agitated even when they're sleeping. One time I traveled with a brother. We were in the same room, and in the middle of the night, he's... And I jump up the bed. Are you all right, brother? He's gone, but he's there punching on the ear. Huh? Then a little bit later here. So I get up again, and I went to his bed, and I'm looking at him, and then he goes back. So I just went by and I lay my hands in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Have a peaceful rest.
Amen.
He woke up. What's going on here? What's going on? What happened? I said, you're fighting. Fighting who? So I don't know. But you're growling and you're punching the air and you're making all those funny sounds. I did? Yes. Oh, man. And he's sweating. Some of us are fighting even on the dreams. Come on. It's time for us to choose tranquility.
Amen.
It's one of the quickest ways to have health in our bodies. Watch this. May I have the New Living Translation, brother? Love it. A peaceful heart leads to
healthy life.
Jealousy is like cancer in the bones. Do you understand why I said that when jealousy is taken over, you better be ready for osteoporosis? Jealousy is like cancer in the bones. But you know what? A peaceful heart leads to a healthy body. Look at your neighbor and ask your neighbor, do you want to have a healthy body? Then live a peaceful life. Are we together, folks? Now, it's still the same, but I still like to put it up there. May I have the backslider translation, brother? A sound mind makes for? But runaway emotion. A sound mind. You know how many times we sin by saying, I'm about to lose my mind. Have you ever heard that?
Yes.
What a mistake. What a mistake. In saying that, you're weakening your body. Are you with me?
Amen.
But a sound mind makes for a robust body. You know, your emotions is not beyond you. Your emotion is within your control. And I realize that there are times that you just get fired up. So what do we do when you're fired up? Sing a song. Choose a happiness. Choose a sound mind. Choose a sound heart. It is not worthy of being sick just because you're mad at someone. And maybe you want, so preacher, I mean, I hear what you're saying. So what's the conclusion of this thing? The conclusion is just simple. God wants you to be happy. Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
You were wired to be happy. And I'm going to wrap up by proving it to you. Proverbs 17:22. Let's start with the usual King James. Proverbs 17:22. I want you to read it with me. A merry heart doth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit. Now, can we move into a good translation, something that we speak? Nobody's speaking 16th century English here. Give me the New Living Translation. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength. The devil will try to cause you to be mad. The devil will try to break your spirit. And in doing that, he will sap every bit of your strength. And this is why I told you in the beginning, it's not worthy to be mad, upset, or brokenhearted over a family member.
Amen.
Over a job.
Amen.
When I need a job. God knows that. Well, Prince John, God just closed the door for me. Then you better be ready. Every time that God closes a door, the chosen frozen tells you that he's going to open a window. That's for the chosen frozen. But for us, when God opens a door, closes a door, it means he's going to open a gate. Let the flawed gates of heaven be open for God's people. This week, Jesus said something a little crazy, and I couldn't make nothing out of this. I'm thinking, you serious? Yep. And I'm thinking, I didn't get it. He said, you didn't get it, right? I said, nope. Then he says, you will. Then he left. So what? Many times, God has to close a door because you are stuck at that door. The only thing that will cause you to move is when the door is closed. Your blessing may not be on this door. Your blessing may be inside that gate.
Amen.
So it's no use to be brokenhearted, miserable over a job? Whenever you're brokenhearted, all your strength will be sapped away. How does this thing tie with quick path to healing? Have a cheerful heart. What do you mean? I just lost my job. Yes, my Lord. Thank you so much for losing my job. Oh, my Lord. I made up my mind. Huh? How can I be singing when I lose my job, preacher? Are you not of your mind? Actually, I am. Because if God took you for that job, it's time for promotion. It's time for a bigger job, for a better job, for a high-paying job. Why do we have to take the misery road? Huh? When we can be riding on Joy Boulevard. Make a choice to be happy. Because a cheerful heart is good medicine for your body. It's good medicine for your life. Watch this. May I please have the backslider translation? A cheerful disposition is good for your health. Gloom and doom. Tell somebody, I'm out of the gloom and doom mode.
I'm out of the gloom and doom mode. Mood.
Mode.
Thank you,
like a mode. You have standby mode, airplane mode on your phone. Mm-hmm. We are out of the gloom and doom mode.
Yes.
We're going to stand on cheerful mode.
Yes.
All the time. 24/7. Yes. Why? Because it is good for our health.
Yes.
To thy word. Huh? We're going to sing. And we're going to praise.
Yes.
We're going to enjoy God.
Yes.
We're going to enjoy life.
Yes.
Even when it doesn't look like there is anything to cheer about.
Amen.
Well, if you can't say nothing to cheer about, just cheer about that you're alive.
Amen.
You're not dead. Cheer about the fact that you don't have cancer. You're healthy.
Amen.
Cheer about you're not in a hospital bed. You're walking around. Cheer about the fact that you're not blind. You can see, you can talk, you can eat. My Lord, we have so much stuff to be happy about. And we don't want to stay on a gloom and doom alley. That's a dead end road. Amen. In order to be happy, to recover fast, we've got to choose to be happy. I made the choice. I'm going to be happy. Even when things look so ugly. Well, is it looking that ugly? Yes, you ugly thing. But my God is beautiful beyond description. So I'm going to look at my God, not at you. You're not going to sap my strength? Absolutely not. You're not going to sap my health away from me? No, sir. No, ma'am. It ain't going to happen. Father, may I have the nearly inspired version? A cheerful heart is a good medicine, but a crushed dries up the bones. Don't allow your health to be stolen from you by being crushed by family members, by your heart being crushed by events going on around you. Your God is still sovereign. Your God is still on the throne. Your God is still in charge. Your God is still in control of everything. Therefore, we will not allow our spirit to be crushed. Because that is going to give you some bone pain, bone disease. We will choose to have a happy heart because it is a good medicine for our body. Finally, could you give me the Holman Christian Standard Bible in the same scripture? Watch this. A joyful heart is good medicine. Make the choice, folks, to be joyful. Make the choice to be happy. It is good medicine for your body. So what is the quick path to health recovery? Be happy. Choose to be happy. Make up your mind to be happy. You know, it's in the world which we live today, it's so difficult to be happy. So sometimes we just start laughing at ourselves. You know, some nonsense we made years ago. You know, and we laugh at ourselves. Sometimes we laugh at people's stupidity. You know? But make a choice. Try to laugh at least 5 minutes a day. And you will see your health improve. Just like that. God wired you to be happy. God wired you to be happy. Where did you get that idea from? From Jeremiah. Y'all remember the scripture, right?
Yeah.
Is it Jeremiah 31:13, Brother David, on the Message Bible that says that you're wired to be happy? Is it? Yes. Read it with me. Young women will dance and young men and old men will join in. So everybody's encompassed here. You see what I'm saying? The young ladies and the old ladies, the young men and the old men alike. You are wired to be happy. What about the dancing thing? Well, we had such a powerful worship this morning. Shame on you didn't get up on the aisle and start dancing. Dance in the presence of your God. David was so excited when the ark was coming back that he danced before the Lord. Amen. I made up my mind. Da, da, da. Come on now. Happiness is a choice. And you want to recover quick? Make up your mind to choose happiness instead of a broken heart. Make up your mind to choose joy, because God will then convert your weeping into laughter. You see the word laughter there? I will convert their weeping into laughter. Lavishing comfort. Invading their grief with? Did I prove my point? You are invited to dance before God's presence. You are invited to be happy. And when you take on that attitude of being happy, God will make sure that your weeping will convert into laughter, which is part of being happy. When you are in that mode, God's going to lavish comfort in you so that there's no more pain. And then God will invade the crushed spirit, the grief-full spirit, with joy so that you stay healthy. God bless you.